Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors and hear what they're doing with us and for us in our community. And this month is really special because September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So we're gathering everybody that is a part of the home team here in Jacksonville and just hearing what they're doing to celebrate this special month. And today, who we have is Aaron Wallner, the Communications Chair for Child Cancer Fund. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me.
I appreciate it so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course, Aaron. And I mulled over it really quickly, but one of the reasons why we get to chat today is because you're a part of the home team. Can you kind of unravel for us who the home team is?
Sure. So the home team is made up of a group of Northeast Florida pediatric cancer providers and their community partner organizations. Here in Jacksonville, there are several team members, including Nemours Children's Specialty Care, Wolfson Children's Hospital, J Fund, Child Cancer Fund, which of course is near and dear to my heart, Dreams Come True, and the Ronald McDonald House. Now, all these organizations work together to ensure that more than 95% of all children diagnosed with cancer in our area receive the care and services they need right in their backyard. So one of the things that makes... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that you guys shine all year round and for the community, and now it's our turn to kind of put the spotlight on what y'all do.
Well, and it's not just shining a spotlight on what we do, because it's really not about us. It's really about these kids. And these kids are going through a lot, things that I can't even imagine. And it's about them and taking the absolute best care of them throughout their cancer journey, and as well as their families and their siblings as well. Because when a child has cancer, it doesn't just affect the patient, it affects the entire life of that child and their families.
Right. And in all these different organizations that you name, there's seven that are a part of the home team. Everybody is kind of like a working part of the body. Now, what part does the Child Cancer Fund serve?
Sure. So the Child Cancer Fund actually has been around for 25 years. We just celebrated our 25th anniversary
last year.
Thank you. So one of the things that's pretty unique about the Child Cancer Fund is that it was established by local families, local parents who were in the process of experiencing a child with cancer at the time, so 25 years ago, and it was purposely designed for local families. We're 100% focused on the families right here in our community. Now, the Child Cancer Fund has several different programs, one of which is our financial assistance program, and that makes up a large bulk of what we do in the, for these families, and it provides emergency funding for things like gas to get children to treatment, groceries, mortgage payments, utility payments. There are occasions where we have to assist or have the opportunity to assist with funeral expenses and things like that. You know, if you think about it, when a family is experiencing something like this, a lot of times families will have to choose how to get their child to treatment, or they're hospitalized regularly. So a lot of times one parent has to take, you know, a time off from work, and not just time. A lot of times they'll have to either resign from a position or take a step back for an extended period of time. This is not something that they can experience for a week or two. It's not the flu. It's going to be with them for years. So they need our financial assistance more so than some of us can even imagine. So we provide the financial assistance program. We do support groups for moms and dads. We provide tutoring assistance. So for those kids who are missing a lot of school due to either hospitalizations or treatment or what have you, we're able to help supplement their education. And one of the really special things that we do is we provide the entire child life specialist position at Nemours Children's specialty care. And that's one of the things that we're exceptionally proud of.
So it's truly easily accessible. Like the children are already in that hospital and you guys are just a couple floors away.
So the Child Cancer Fund, providing the child life position at Nemours is very unique. So if you think about it, when a child goes in for cancer treatment, they have to have their port access. They are, they're there for hours, depending on what their treatment protocol is. And, you know, a lot of these things are painful. Mm-hmm. And the child life specialist currently employed at Nemours is Jolly, and Jolly is an absolute delight. And her sole focus is to keep these kids distracted through painful procedures, to keep kids happy, to make it a much more pleasant experience than it would otherwise be if she wasn't there. So she is there to help provide those distractions. She does arts and crafts. She wears, great costumes and plays dolls and does all sorts of fun stuff so that these kids who are actually enduring some painful procedures actually end up looking forward to coming to treatment because Jolly's there and she's able to provide that respite for those kids.
Erin, I love how you said that Jolly will come and just play dolls. It's so simple, but in a room where a child is no longer a child, Jolly is letting them just kind of be a kid again and kind of change their focus.
You know, kids are taken out of their home for, and maybe getting treatment for the entire day. And, I don't know about you, but I know my kids get bored after about 10 or 15 minutes. So,
yeah.
having toys to play with and a pretend kitchen and arts and crafts and all those kinds of things really allows them to be a child, to have that opportunity to play and watch cartoons and play video games and actually be a kid, because so much of what they're experiencing is pretty serious, and it allows them to have fun, which is really what childhood is all about.
And I think for a moment, allow them to just tap out of reality.
Yeah. Jolly is just completely angelic. We love her so much, and we know that the kids do too. And just being able to, as the Child Cancer Fund, we are extremely proud that we're able to offer that bit of normalcy to these kids.
Erin, you were going over what programs you guys have and what all you offer, and you super casually said that y'all do support groups, not just for the kids, but for the families that are having to deal with this because of their children. So what do those support groups look like?
So as a parent going through the cancer journey or having come out the other side, your child's in remission or what have you, there's no one who's going to understand what you are experiencing more than someone who's either on that same journey at the same time or who has already been on the other end. So we're able to give those parents a network to help support them, to guide them, help them understand, what might be coming down the road, and really help them network like no one else can possibly understand. So we provide a couple of different support groups. One of them is just for dads, and one of them is just for moms, since they may take a little bit different approach or perspective on their experiences. So it's really an opportunity for them to get together, uplift one another, answer questions, and really just be another opportunity to give those parents hope and to give them the knowledge that they're not alone.
So say I had a child who went through cancer and now I'm in a really healthy place where I want to help another parent that went through that. Is that something that I can contact you for, or do you guys reach out and find members? How can someone get involved with that?
So to reach out to Child Cancer Fund, you can visit childcancerfund.org.
Okay, so super easy.
Very easy.
And you guys have a lot of programs, but it sounds like one of the main ones is financial assistance. So how do you guys get all your funding to be able to help serve these other families?
So we wouldn't be able to help these families without the generous support of our sponsors and donors in the community. We are so very lucky to have the support of local businesses, Duval Asphalt, and others that come to mind, Subaru Jacksonville. We have so many sponsors that we are so grateful and blessed to have among our support network. And we have several events throughout the year. We have an annual gala and golf tournament. We partner with News 104.5, and we do a carathon annually, which is one of our big fundraisers. Unfortunately, due to coronavirus, we actually had to cancel our golf tournament and our gala this year, unfortunately. So we are in a position where about a third of our funding has been eliminated because of the cancellation of that event. So we are encouraging anyone who is able to donate to visit childcancerfund.org and make a gift. We would welcome any support we can possibly get so that we can further support these families, because this year, more so than ever, these families need our help more than ever in a time that we need the community support to help those families as well.
I mean, obviously money is always needed to help you guys, but what about, are there different volunteer opportunities for people to hop on board with the Child Cancer Fund?
We do. We have a network of volunteers that we have come and assist, specifically when we have different events and we need more hands. So there are volunteer opportunities, but they're specifically related to events which are not happening right now, unfortunately. So in the future, when hopefully things get back to normal and we're allowed to have those special events, we would definitely welcome volunteers. But unfortunately, right now, our hands are sort of tied to make sure that we keep each other and the community safe.
Yeah, so I was wondering, how has COVID affected the Child Cancer Fund, other than, you know, having to cancel and postpone different events?
So the cancellation and postponement of events has really been one of the major impacts of COVID, specifically on the Child Cancer Fund. Like I said, the cancellation of all our golf tournaments eliminated about a third of our annual fundraising budget, and 91 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to families. So it's a pretty big impact. We're doing our best. We're keeping our financial assistance program going, and we're in a good position to be able to continue providing the assistance that we do. But we really do need that continued support from the community to ensure that we are able to do that forever.
I mean, it makes sense. I feel like that's kind of how COVID has affected not just nonprofits and different organizations, but I mean, companies as a whole. Well, again, I have the privilege of chatting with Erin Wallner, the communications chair for Child Cancer Fund. And Erin, I asked kind of how this got started, and you mentioned 25 years ago, it was established by a local family that dealt with a child having cancer. So I want to ask you, what's your tie? Why are you so passionate about Child Cancer Fund?
So I am extremely passionate about this group because I actually used to work at Nemours, and I handled communications and public relations there. And one of my roles was working with community partners, and I worked with dozens of different community partners that Nemours has. And the Child Cancer Fund always stuck out to me as unique because they are a very small organization. They run extremely lean, and they are able to, and we have one employee. Everything else is on a volunteer basis.
Oh, no way.
And I know, yeah, so we have our executive director, and she is a machine, and we could not do any of this without her, and we are so grateful for her, and everyone else is a volunteer. So I think that the Child Cancer Fund really stands out. I've seen firsthand the impact the Child Cancer Fund has on these patients and their families, and I really wanted to get involved because they are so dedicated to these families and so much is able to be returned to the families. Like I said, 91 cents of every dollar goes to help support these families. And I don't know that there's many organizations, nonprofits, that can say similar things about their fundraising efforts. I mean, we're extremely proud of that. And I'm really just happy to be involved and able to volunteer.
That's really cool that as an outsider, you saw how big of an impact Child Cancer Fund was making, and to the point where you were like, hey, I want to jump on board with this. And now that you're on board, from an insider's perspective, you're saying, hey, we're just as incredible as we assume to be.
Yeah, it's actually been even more impressive since joining the board. And I'm really excited to get even more involved. It's a great organization. It's very small, but the impact is very large.
Hearing that is so encouraging. So I want to know, how can the community help support y'all? What do you need from us?
So we know that families and businesses alike, they've been hit really hard by the pandemic. However, it's been really, really, really hard on families that we serve, because cancer doesn't pause for a global pandemic. People are, kids are still getting diagnosed today. I mean, can you imagine not only the stress that comes with that we're all experiencing dealing with COVID-19 and the impact it's making on our daily lives, but imagine those families who are also dealing with a child with cancer as well, whether it's a new diagnosis or who's currently in treatment. So we want to make sure that we're able to continue to give support to these families more now than ever. So if people are in a position where they can provide, assistance, we would gratefully appreciate any support they can give. They can donate at childcancerfund.org. They can learn more about Home Team Jacks at hometeamjacks.org. And we are grateful for the continued support of our partners in Childhood Cancer Awareness Month and all year round.
Well, Erin, thank you so much for being such an incredible neighbor in our community and for being on the home team. And right now, just letting the community be a part of that team with you.
Thank you so much. We are very humbled and very proud to be part of such an amazing group like Home Team Jack.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at jacksonville.radio. Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood.
Hi, and welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors and hearing what really cool stuff they're doing with us and for us in the community. And I mean, with COVID, we haven't had that many cool events to look forward to or talk about or learn about. But thanks to Melissa, things are changing. So Melissa, y'all are hosting a classic car and truck brag. When is this going on?
This is going to happen September 19th. From 11 to 3 p.m. in the St. Augustine Outlets parking lot.
And this isn't the first time y'all have done one of these, right?
For the car event, yes. But in general, for events, we've done all kinds of events, from bridal to craft to the Taste of Jacks. So we're familiar with events. But in terms of this type of event, this will be a first one.
Okay, I didn't realize that. So tell me about this. It's such a funky term. You get to brag about your vehicle?
Yeah, pretty much. It's we're inviting people that have classic cars and trucks, and it's kind of a cruising type event. So you can come from 11 to 3 and stay the whole time and let the community come and view your car and truck and talk to you. Or let's say you came in an hour late and cruised in and just, you know, wanted to stay for an hour, that's also fine too. It's open to the community for free, so we invite everybody to come out. And it won't just be cars and trucks. We're going to have about 20 to 30 vendors set up. Everything will be social distance, and it'll be a fun time.
So if I have a really cool antique car, which unfortunately I do not, but I want to super show it off, how is there paperwork I fill out? How does that work?
Good question. So we do have a pre-registration. It's not required, but it just helps us to know who's going to come and how much space to have reserved at the event. But if people see the event last minute or they don't fill out the pre-registration, they're welcome to just come and show up. At this point, it's donations welcomed, and all donations will go to an event that we're actually hosting in November, and it's called the Great Community Give Back. And what that is we're inviting as many nonprofits as we can get together from North Florida and have them all under one roof and invite the community to come learn more about all these great, amazing organizations that are here in Florida.
Super cool. So this one event, it's, again, like you said, it's free, but donations are accepted and definitely welcomed, and that's going to go flow into the Great Community Give Back event. And you said it's a lot of different nonprofits in the Northeast Florida area. What's the goal for that come November?
The goal for that is to really bring together awareness of all the different organizations that are out there, because I hear a lot that, well, we try to support at least one organization at every event, but I hear a lot of times people, they want to help, but they don't know who needs the help or how to help. So we came up with the idea and said, hey, let's get as many, you know, organizations together in North Florida that want to come attend that event, and let's invite the community to come under one roof and meet as many organizations, find out about them, how they can help, where they're located. And I think it's a great opportunity for the community to get connected to different nonprofits and organizations that need help.
Super cool. Like, not that we need an excuse to come out and show off our vehicles and hang out with our family, but if we did, this is a really good one, knowing that this is what our money is going towards.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a win-win. And also, we if anybody ends up listening and they want to get back out and vend, we do still have sponsor and vendor opportunities available, and we currently have N2 Publishing, who is sponsoring our event, so we are thankful because that does help us with different kinds of fees and advertising, so we're always thankful for those sponsorships.
So, like you said, it's not just going to be vehicles, but there's going to be other really fun stuff for the whole family?
Yes, we'll have vendors, various vendors, from products to services. We'll have food trucks out there, and we will have a mobile DJ. So we will have a little bit of music to keep people entertained. We definitely invite everybody with families, kids, come out. It's right next to the – it's in the parking lot at the outlet mall, so you could also, you know, go into the outlet mall after and shop. So – get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, super cool. Come see some cars. And Melissa, tell me again when and where the Classic Car and Truck Brag is being held.
This will be held September 19th from 11 to 3 p.m. at the St. Augustine Outlets parking lot.
Sweet. And if we need more info or we kind of want to fill out a registration for our super cool antique car, what's a good website for that?
I'd say go to JacksonvilleBusinessConnections.com, all spelled out, or go to Facebook and just in the search box put in Cruising Classic Car and Truck Brag. It'll come up, or Jacksonville Business Connections, and you'll find the event, and everything's listed in terms of times, in terms of pre-registering and all that good stuff.
Great. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for putting on this event and then also giving us something to look forward to that's not virtual. You know, I mean, everyone is doing their best to stay entertained. So thank you so much for helping us and for helping our neighborhood.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at jacksonville.radio. You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so Here's some good news for a change.
A TSA employee totally came to the rescue, and just in time when a bride lost her luggage at the airport. And she wasn't just missing her shoes or some makeup, but she was missing her wedding dress. The TSA employee was able to find the luggage and had it shipped overnight to the bride's house. And it arrived just hours before the wedding. I guess not all travel stories during COVID have to end poorly. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word JOIN to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25 and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word JOIN to 303030. That's JOIN to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
It's time for some straight talk. Here's a wireless equation to wrap your brain around. Big carriers plus fancy phone offers plus pricey contracts equals fail. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a new phone payment plan with no fees, no contracts, and no deposits. For great Samsung phones starting at less than $7 a month. All on America's largest and most dependable networks for up to 50% less. Turn that brain power into money-saving power. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Has COVID-19 caused an economic crisis for you? Before you take out a loan or cash out your retirement, know you have other options. I'm Eileen Dolligan, a local attorney. Instead of spending months or years paying back your overwhelming debt, consider bankruptcy, which can give you a fresh start. Bankruptcy can protect your retirement, your assets, and stop the worry of debt collection. At Dolligan Law, you're not alone. There is hope. Visit bankruptcylawjacks.com or call 904-746-4750. Let's work together for a fresh start.
Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors and hearing what really cool stuff they're doing with us and for us in the community. And September is a really special month because it's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And in the comfort of our own backyard, we have the home team. And part of the home team is the Wolfson's Children's Hospital. And we get to chat with Dr. Eric Sandler, who is going to represent the Wolfson's Children's Hospital. And Dr. Sandler, thank you so much for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
Now, to kind of kick it off, I mentioned the home team, and the Wolfson's Children's Hospital is a part of that. But can you backtrack and kind of unravel who the home team is?
I would be happy to. So, you've all heard the expression before that it takes a village. And when you have a child diagnosed with cancer, it really does take a village to help the child, the family, because it really changes everything about life temporarily. And so, yes, we have a great team of doctors and nurses and medical staff, but there's so much more to it than that. So the home team is starts with Wilson Children's Hospital, and that's really our base. So all the things that we do to treat children with cancer, our base is within the Children's Hospital. And then Nemours Children's Specialty Care is our outpatient facility. So that's where we do a lot of the outpatient visits, and we give some of the chemotherapy that doesn't need to happen at the hospital. And we are fortunate to have a whole series of social workers and psychologists and amazing nurses and MAs and everything else who really can help take care of the patient. And then we have UF Health, and many of our subspecialties are work at UF, but the biggest part of UF Health is the UF Proton Therapy Institute, and that is where we get where our children get radiation therapy. And I think not many people realize that this is actually the largest pediatric proton radiation center in the world. And we see a very large number of children who come to us, again, from all around the world to get the care that they need, because we think that, as opposed to other ways of giving radiation, this is a way that we can really focus it on where the problem is and not on all the normal tissue we don't want to get affected. And then we have a number of other organizations in our community, and our community is really blessed because there are all these other community organizations that can help, and that includes the Tom Coughlin J Fund. And Tom Coughlin J Fund has been a great friend to us at Wilson and at Nemours and to all of our families. And they're able to step in and provide financial support. So, you know, when your child's diagnosed with cancer, well, you may have to stop working for a while, but those bills keep coming. And of course, even more of a dilemma now during the COVID world. And they also help us with all kinds of social activities and support groups counseling services for the children, and I mean all kinds of things that you could imagine. And so they have been such a good friend to us and our patients. Another organization is the Child Cancer Fund, and that was initially started by a group of parents, and they also have been instrumental in making sure that we have all those wraparound services that we need. And one of the most exciting things they do is they provide tutoring services for our patients, which is so important because of all the school that they miss and being able to keep up, et cetera. Dreams Come True is an amazing organization in our community that provides dreams for children with chronic and life-threatening illness. And then, of course, the Ronald McDonald House, which is a home away from home where the families can stay if they're from outside of the immediate area so that they don't have to worry about hotels, et cetera, and again, provide all kinds of services, meals that will help the children and their families. So we are absolutely so fortunate in our community that all these organizations come together and we just do whatever we have to do to help these children and their families.
Thank you for giving us the rundown on who the home team is. And I don't think you could have prefaced it better when you said it truly does take a village. So thank you for just showing us what our little village consists of. Mm-hmm. And you kind of gave a synopsis on each one individually. But now I really want to dive in on who you represent, Dr. Sandler, which is the Wolfson's Children's Hospital. So it kind of this is where the home team starts, right?
That is correct. So, again, for those who don't know in our community, we have such an amazing facility here in Jacksonville, which is Wilson Children's Hospital. And we, you know, we Wilson's has gotten all kinds of awards for the quality of the care that they give and the outcomes that we see for our patients, particularly with cancer. When a child is diagnosed and comes into the hospital, I mean, the staff at Wilson becomes part of that team and part of that family because we work very closely with the parents, the siblings, and then make sure that the kids get the best kinds of treatments they can. So whether it is standard kinds of chemotherapy or experimental chemotherapies, we have a variety of research studies that we participate in, all in an effort to make sure that we improve overall the care that children will get when they have a diagnosis of cancer. It's really been a great support and collaboration, and I think if you talk to our parents, they are just astounded to have the level of care that they get at Wilson.
And I definitely have spoken to some parents and just the reputation that the Wolfson's Children's Hospital holds in the community is a huge deal. And I think us as locals and as residents and maybe even some of us as patients, we recognize that. But what really sets y'all apart from all these other children's hospitals?
So I think what really makes a difference, there are many different children's hospitals that can offer good quality care. But one of the most important things, I think, is being able to deliver the best care available, but in the local community. So when we have children with cancer, it is very rare that they have to travel outside of Jacksonville to get the best care for their child or whatever services they need, because we really do have this hospital that offers a full range of pediatric services. And that is, when especially right now, when you're talking about, 20 years ago when you were diagnosed and there were only this hospital in the Northeast and this hospital in the West that could, that had the best therapies, and that was a real, just an additional burden. You're away from your support system. Sometimes families had to split up, and a parent would go with the child, and the other rest of the family had to stay, and the one parent had to work. Talking about making a situation even harder. And we don't have to do that anymore, because anything these patients need, by and large, they can get here at Wilson's and be assured that there's nowhere else where they can get better care.
Just overall, such a convenience factor for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And I think, and we know that our outcomes, when we look at our outcomes for different kinds of cancer in children, are at least as good as or better than the national norms or any other particular center. So, you can stay and you can know that your child's going to get the care they need.
So not just convenience, but a team that knows what they're doing and y'all are good at it.
Absolutely.
I feel like, and again, I had the privilege of chatting with Dr. Eric Sandler. He's a part of the Wolfson's Children's Hospital. And we're just kind of left off with saying your team is good at what it does and you guys kind of know your stuff. But recently we've been thrown a curveball with COVID. So I want to know, how has COVID affected the Wolfson's Children's Hospital and then the patients?
Right. And so I'll just, because I not only work at Wilson, but I also work at Nemours Children's Specialty Care. And for example, I saw a brand new patient this morning in clinic. And because of COVID and trying to keep everybody safe, we're only allowing one parent to come into the building with their child in most circumstances. So I was talking to one parent in person and the other parent sitting in the garage on the phone. That's never been the way it was before. And we don't want it to be that way. But again, that's what COVID has done in terms of making trying to keep patients safe. And I think The other big issue, you know, right now you're hearing it all over the place, is what to do about school, because school is so important for children's both intellectual but also emotional and social development. But there is a real risk in the schools of COVID being transmitted. And so how do you balance those things? And I certainly don't have the right answer, and I think it's very individual based on circumstances. But those are certainly things that have changed. That was not a conversation we ever needed to have before the time of COVID.
And it's crazy how you mentioned one parent is sitting in your office with a child and another is in the parking garage. And for me personally, I see COVID as just this inconvenience where I can't go anywhere without a mask and things like that. But you're putting it on such a different level that a lot of people don't see.
And there's all kinds of things out there that may or may not be true. I mean, children do get COVID. Children tend to not get as sick as others, although children with diseases like cancer could get sicker than others. And all of us go home to our families and to other people who are higher risk, our teachers. And so we all have to do our part to do the best to make sure that we don't get COVID and we don't expose other people.
And I definitely know the community is trying their best to do their part, especially for people with compromised immune systems. And I want to know, how is the Wolfson's Children's Hospital doing their part? Like, what kind of safety protocols do you guys have in place other than only allowing one parent in? What else are you guys doing?
So a number of things. So we have a very, very aggressive testing program. So any child who's going to have, for instance, surgery, or any child who has any symptoms is going to be admitted to the hospital, will get tested with as rapid a test as we can, so that we know that they're not a risk to other patients or to staff. We are limiting, and some of it is unfortunate. So all of the child life programs and the art therapy programs and the music therapy programs and the support groups where families can get together or children can get together, those are all very limited now, because we just don't want to give anybody exposures that we don't have to. And one of the things about COVID is that you can be asymptomatic and still be someone who can spread it to others. So it's really a matter of keeping yourself, safe from social distancing, and the mask wearing is such an urgent matter, and then the frequent hand washing, because those are the best things we know, short of a vaccine that we don't have yet, to prevent COVID transmission.
Well, I know that these are all super tough decisions that authorities have had to make, like within the hospital, but I mean, in the long run, it'll just pave a better and safer environment for everybody. So thank you for that, for making those difficult decisions.
Absolutely, yeah. There are some, there are people who are making these kinds of decisions every single day, and they're very difficult, because we want to be inclusive and we want to be able to support the whole family, and that will come again, but right now primary goal is safety.
And I mentioned earlier that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and this is kind of where you guys are able to shine and say, hey, look at everything we do, and so on and so forth. So how are y'all celebrating Childhood Cancer Awareness Month?
So we are so fortunate, again, to have the facilities and the personnel that we have. And we just want to make sure that our community knows what's available. We also want to make sure that, cancer is pretty rare in children. And very fortunately, our outcomes are getting better and better. But we want people to know, you know, when are the times you have to worry about that? When should you seek out medical care? And I think the other very important thing is, where is the information that you can really know is accurate and correct versus information that may be either anecdotal or, very frankly, wrong? And so those are all the factors we're trying to communicate this month. The other thing is, we still have a long way to go before we prevent cancer in children or cure everybody. And so it is continually important to make sure that we are not only raising awareness, but raising funds for research and for all these support services and all these organizations that we've talked to about that help our patients and their families.
It's really cool to know that y'all aren't just kind of turning it up a notch during September, which is kind of y'all's month to shine, but you guys are constantly bringing awareness year-round.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, hopefully during my career, we really are going to find a cure for all or most children who have cancer. And so we're at 80% right now of all children diagnosed with cancer who are cured.
Whoa.
And we have to get up to 100%. So that is the biggest goal, and that's why it's so important for the community to be part of this, be aware, and be supportive of our patients and the research that is being done in the care.
It sounds like first comes awareness, and then we can support. So after we get this awareness and we hear all these things, how can we support you?
Well, we do have this website, which is hometeamjax.org, and that has information on all these organizations that we've talked about. They can also, for people who need information about cancer, different types of cancers, that information can be provided so people can become more knowledgeable. When you see opportunities to support some of these organizations, please do, because they just do outstanding work.
And again, it's at the tips of our fingers, and it's conveniently located in our backyard. So why would we not want to? It's so easy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, for every family, I hope they never need Wolfson's. But for every family, I hope Wolfson is always going to be here if they do need them.
And Dr. Sandler, I want to know, what is your role in Wolfson's Children's Hospital?
So I've been here in Jacksonville for 22 years taking care of children with cancer, and particularly my involvement now is taking care of children with brain tumors, which can be which really does take a team of people to care for those patients. And I've been privileged also to be currently chairman of the board of directors for Wolfson Children's Hospital. So I'm really able to see the good work that's done every single day, and to contribute to it. In addition to all the work we're doing here at Nemours with all our other partners that you've heard about today.
Wow. Well, thank you truly so much for your service and the long days on your feet and just all the mental work you do, not just physically. So tell us again, Dr. Sandler, how we can get a hold of the Wolfson's Children's Hospital and then also find out all these resources on Home Team.
Yes. So it's hometeamjax.org. And again, through that, you can get connected to all of the organizations that we've talked about, get information about Nemours, get information about Wolfson, et cetera.
Okay, so super easy. And lastly, what do you want to see from your community during this month, during Childhood Cancer Awareness Month?
What I would like is for everybody in our community to take a moment to think about, do they know any family who's going through a cancer battle, and can you do something special for that family, so or for the community. So, you know, a call saying how are things going, bringing a meal, contributing to research that's going to help the children, contributing to one of these organizations, all of those things. You know, if we're all in this together, we are going to meet that goal of curing cancer in children.
Right. Well, and thank you so much for being a part of that team, not just the home team, but the team of helping cure cancer in children. So thank you so much for your time and for all of your efforts.
Absolutely. And thank you for doing this for us and all of our partners.
Of course.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, @jacksonville.radio.